Hello, my name is Kerry Greer and I'm a final year dental hygiene student from the Queen's University of Belfast. I recently undertook my dissertation on the provision of dental hygiene care for the homeless community in Northern Ireland and their oral health status. I also looked at if a dental hygienist could play a role in fulfilling this demographic's oral health needs. This podcast is intended to educate fellow dental professionals on the oral health care needs of this demographic and the findings from my research. The aims of my dissertation were to introduce the concept of the provision of oral hygiene care regarding this marginalised group, to review the current literature available about the oral health status and the provision of dental care to the homeless community, to assess the general and oral health needs of the homeless people living within Northern Ireland, and to establish if there was a role for the dental hygienist working within this demographic. So why did I choose this topic? The reason that I chose this topic for my dissertation was due to my previous work experience working with homeless people in Belfast. I was aware that the provision of healthcare services and also the uptake of said services were limited within this group. I was keen to investigate the dental aspect of this further to determine exactly what services are available, the oral health status of this group, and if there should be any recommendations made to improve existing services and service uptake. My main hypothesis was the oral health of the homeless population is poorer than that of the settled population in Northern Ireland. The provision of a dedicated dental hygiene care to this group is limited. The dental hygienist has an important role within a multidisciplinary healthcare team regarding the education, motivation and treatment of this demographic. Throughout this podcast, I will discuss if these aims were met. In order to find out the information needed, I carried out a literature review. A literature review is a select analysis of existing research which is relevant to your topic, showing how it relates to your investigation. It explains and justifies how your investigation may help some of the questions or gaps in this area of research. I sought advice from dental professionals at the School of Dentistry and its medical library in order to search for the relevant information. I searched online through accredited sites such as QSearch, Queen's Online, Medline, PubMed, Cochrane and Google Scholar. I used keywords to narrow my search fields such as homeless, homelessness, roofless, rough sleepers, oral health status, dental disease, caries and periodontal disease. So what exactly then is homelessness? The Housing Advice of Northern Ireland defines homelessness as homelessness means not having a home. You don't have to be living on the streets to be homeless. Even if you have a roof over your head, you can still be homeless. This may be because your home is unsuitable or you don't have any rights to stay where you live. I find that past research on this topic in Northern Ireland is limited. It primarily focuses in the north and west of Belfast, and little research has been carried out province-wide. From my literature review, I was able to establish that, in terms of general health, homeless people experience poorer levels of general physical and mental health than that of the housed population. They are more likely to suffer from depression and mental illness. There is a high rate of alcohol abuse within this group. There are high numbers of illicit drug use, up to 95%, which puts them at a high risk of infectious diseases due to needle sharing and also other medical conditions associated with such risky behaviours. And they are also more likely to suffer traumas such as frostbite and they're more likely to suffer physical traumas from spending many hours on the street, such as frostbite, and also from walking lots and wearing inappropriate footwear. I was also able to establish that specifically regarding their oral health, they seem to suffer more oral health impacts, such as decayed, missing and filled teeth, than the average person, although the level of periodontal disease is not significantly higher than that of the housed population. Use of illicit drugs can lead to oral manifestations such as gingival overgrowth, dental erosion, leukoplakia and cancers. Some homeless people also admitted to using illicit drugs to self-medicate, such as injecting methadone directly into the gingiva to combat acute and chronic pain. Smoking tobacco also places these people in a high-risk group. Homeless people experience poorer levels of oral health in general than that of the settled population. I also wanted to investigate what importance homeless people placed on their own oral health. Surely they have more pressing issues which would supersede toothache and plaque control. However, I find that this was not always the case. Throughout my research, a recurring theme was the notion that homeless people do actually place value on their oral health. Almost 50% of the homeless people questioned in West Belfast stated that they felt ashamed of their oral health and the appearance of their teeth. A similar group in Sweden stated that they associated deterioration of their oral health with loss of human dignity and an improvement in their oral health status with an increase in self-respect, greater health and the recovery of total body health. So if homeless people do put a value on their oral health, what stops them from accessing dental treatment? Are there specific barriers that they face? Well, they do not access dental services at the same rate as that of the general population. This may be due to being unable to join an NHS practice due to their transient lifestyle. This transient lifestyle is especially prevalent here in Northern Ireland, as many homeless people tend to travel between the capitals in the north and the south, and also in the mainland UK. Another such barrier is that limited education leaves them unable to fend for themselves in terms of searching for a dentist. This can be quite a complicated process. They would also face the barrier of finance. Many are unaware that they may qualify for free NHS dental treatment. Previously, there was a lack of NHS dentists taking on new patients, although this may be shifting now due to the recession. The NHS Direct scheme uses automated telephone services and online services. Homeless people may not have access to phones and computers or have the competencies needed to use them. They may be unaware of the community dental service and the care that they can provide. They may also harbour a history of mistrust towards dentists and dental hygienists. For some homeless people, the only dental experiences that they may have had were extractions, which have then predisposed them to dental anxieties and mistrust. I interviewed a homeless gentleman called Stevie. Stevie is 33 years old and is from Limavady. He has been living rough on the streets of Belfast for the past 4 years. He considers himself to be both an alcoholic and a drug addict. He occasionally engages with healthcare professionals, but only when his needs become acute. Please note that an actor is reading the answers on Stevie's behalf. So, Stevie, do you have a dentist?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I can't afford one. I'm homeless and a drug addict. Any money I do have, I spend on drugs.
Have you had much dental treatment carried out in the past?
Only when I was at school. I had some teeth taken out and fillings and other things like that.
Are you aware of how to go about registering with a dentist or how you could go about getting emergency dental treatment?
No, I don't know how to register, and if I couldn't deal with the pain myself, I would eventually go to A&E.
Did you know that there is a relief of dental pain clinic and also a walk-in clinic at the School of Dentistry at the Royal Victoria Hospital?
No, I didn't.
Does the appearance of your teeth bother you?
I suppose so, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to have anything like false teeth. I'd be a bit self-conscious about things that got there. Luckily enough, the outreach team was able to provide me with a toothbrush and toothpaste, so I do try to clean my teeth at least once a day.
That's great. And would you attend a dentist or a dental hygienist if they visited a day centre or a hostel that you attended?
Yeah, if it was free, I would.
That's great. Thanks very much for your time.
Bye.
I then set about researching the prevalence of periodontal disease and dental caries within this demographic. I wanted to determine if they do indeed experience a higher level of disease than the settled population. As the research concentrated in Northern Ireland was limited, I had to consider previous research that was carried out in the UK. Research carried out in England showed that in the homeless population there, 60% exhibited periodontal disease, 9% had periodontal pocket depths of 6 millimetres or more, 71% had decay. 95% of hostel dwellers owned a toothbrush, 91% had access to toothpaste, but yet only 20% brushed their teeth twice daily. Smoking tobacco also has a well-documented negative effect on the periodontium. This can lead to reduced bone levels. Nicotine masks the sign of periodontal disease by reducing blood flow, as nicotine is a vasoconstrictor, and it also impairs chemotaxis and phagocytosis. Homeless people who neglect their general health are also more likely to exhibit advanced periodontal disease due to their inability of healing and repair. We know that there are many proven links between periodontal disease and nutrition. Research carried out in the north and west of Belfast concluded that the homeless population there had a higher level of caries than the settled population. So what dental services are currently available to the homeless population throughout Northern Ireland? They can attend general dental practitioners, the Community Dental Service, the School of Dentistry at the Royal Victoria Hospital, Belfast, accident and emergency departments throughout the province, and the relief of dental paying clinics, which are also region-wide. However, provision of a dedicated dental hygienist is limited unless access through either the School of Dentistry or the Community Dental Service. In an ideal world, I would like to see dedicated policies put in place to service this community, such as there would be a targeted service for this demographic composed of both fixed-site and mobile satellite clinics province-wide. The Community Dental Service would provide an outreach programme to shelters and hostels. This would engage homeless people at the front line and would either introduce or reintroduce them back to dental care. These types of programmes have been successful in the UK, with some attaining a level of 60% of patients revisiting the service for the completion of their treatment. Dentists and hygienists would also need to work together to help change the attitudes of the homeless community so that there is a continual dental care engagement as opposed to sporadic attendance for acute pain, and also province-wide fluoridation of the mains water supply. So, is there a role for the dental hygienist working within this group? The simple answer to this is yes. The dental hygienist has a vital role to play working within this group. We can build a relationship of mutual trust, helping the patient to overcome ingrained fears and psychological barriers, providing education and good oral hygiene and imparting the skills needed to carry this out, and referring patients back to the dentist for further treatment. Dental hygienists would also monitor for soft tissue lesions, advise patients on how to access dental care, advise on appropriate products and fluoride treatments, and provide domiciliary care for those in shelters and hostels. Dental hygienists also play an important role in motivating the patients to take care of their oral health and their general health too. A dental hygienist can promote a holistic approach to all over well-being. Smoking cessation advice and where to access appropriate information on nicotine replacement therapies, advice on where to seek drugs counselling, dietary advice, assisting with future research projects. I feel that this is an area where dental hygienists can really contribute in attaining a greater depth of knowledge of the oral health status of this demographic. In conclusion, I find that further research needs to be carried out to ascertain a detailed account of the oral health status of this group throughout the province. It is apparent that the homeless community in Northern Ireland should be considered as a special needs group, but this is owing to their psychosocial, medical and dental needs that they face. However, their status as special needs is primarily due to these complex needs and not due to a higher disease prevalence than that in the expected house population in terms of periodontal disease. A targeted service is required to meet these complex needs. Similar services have had success in Birmingham and Swansea. Again, a combination of both fixed sites and satellite mobile dental units are the most successful way of engaging with this group and meeting their dental needs consistently. However, financial constraints must be considered. If there was a possibility of rolling this out province-wide, the scheme would need to have fixed targets and be continually assessed to ensure its full potential is being maximised. The dental hygienist has a very important role to play working within this group to meet their specific needs. Thank you for listening to this podcast. A full copy of my dissertation can be obtained by emailing kgreer04@qub.ac.uk.